Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers try to salvage a four-game series split against Sean Newcomb and the Braves, but the Dodger ace would have some early trouble with his back.
Dave Roberts coming out.
The mechanics look very methodical and a little slow, so I wonder what they're looking at. He is not really attacking with his body the way he normally does.
And Nathan Lucero, the trainer, too.
Like right there, he was almost like testing his front hip.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does not look like Clayton Kershaw will continue in this game. He goes down into the tunnel, and Ross Stripling has continued to throw in the Dodger bullpen.
Forsythe at second, Kike Hernandez at first. The 0-2 drill down the left field line, hooking. Fair, it's a home run just inside the fair pole. A screaming line drive. Austin Barnes, a three-run shot, and the Dodgers take a 3-1 lead. Brothers set, lefty deals, and Bellinger with a fly ball to the right. Markakis going back to the wall. He looks up, and it's gone. Cody Bellinger's 27th home run of the year, and the Dodgers take a 4-1 lead.
The Braves have the tying run at the plate. And now a high fly ball down the right field line. Hernandez over. That ball is gone. And this game is tied. Matt Adams rips a three-run home run with the Braves down to their final out. And Kenley Jansen has blown his first save of 2017.
Take the bat out of the hands of Bellinger. Walk the bases loaded.
Logan Forsythe in his first year with the Dodgers. Hits one up the middle. He's the hero on this Sunday afternoon.
Logan Forsythe collects his third career walk-off hit. 5-4 Dodgers is your final in 10. So Los Angeles does salvage a four-game series split with the Braves. With the big news, Clayton Kershaw is headed to the 10-day DL with right lower back tightness. Meanwhile, Logan Forsythe played the role of hero on Sunday for the Dodgers. His big walk-off hit capped off a 2-for-4 day.
But to come back and get these two to split, it speaks to our team, you know, just the fight. But I hope Kershaw's not too bad. I don't think it is, but our bullpen came in and did a heck of a job. It was just all around good team win.
Yeah, they said just some back tightness for Clayton, but what was the mood in the dugout when he did come out?
There's a little concern. I mean, as of anything, I mean, your ace is coming out in the second or third, and but I think we all knew it was kind of precautionary, so not too much stress.
How much does this game speak to the resiliency and the depth of the squad?
A lot. I mean, you've seen it all year. I mean, you've got guys on the bench that can come in and give a quality at bat, play, you know, multiple positions, and I contribute that to a lot of our success.
You've been really good this month, and it was a struggle for you to get here. I know you've done a lot of work on changing mechanics and things like that. How satisfying is it to be able to have this kind of production?
You know, it's just nice to get up there and give a quality at bat and get an opportunity in these situations just to help us win. It's been a grind, but we still got 2 months to go.
Oral was talking a lot about your patience. You're one of the most patient players in baseball. How much does it pay off in these moments?
It pays off a lot, especially if you know a guy and you can kind of, you know, work the at bat a little bit. But yeah, I mean, it's been patient, maybe a little too patient at times. So we're fighting that happy medium right now.
And Dodger manager Dave Roberts had this to say about his ace.
It was on his last warm-up pitch going into that second inning. And so I didn't catch the warm-up pitch, but then as he got into that inning, he threw a slider, a curveball that just didn't look right. So we went out there and said he didn't know if it was hip alignment thing. It was a muscular type thing. And so as he took a couple warm-up throws, loosened up a little bit, had two outs, wanted to finish the inning, and as he was taking those practice throws, the throws looked okay, and just after that inning, wanted to make sure, you know, we didn't do anything to, you know, as precaution. So we're gonna get some tests done, and we'll figure out. We'll know more tomorrow. So, you know, I mean, I just don't want to speculate.
I mean,
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously when you're with his history, and you know, there wasn't any you know, shooting pain down the leg or the sensations that he felt last year. So that's encouraging. But obviously, the way, you know, what he means to our ball club, how he's been throwing, you know, obviously, you know, when and his history. So yeah, there's some pause. So again, we got to do the scans, let the medical guys do their thing, and then, you know, gather information.
Dr. Walker is going to take a look.
Yeah.
So the hernia disc, that does come from the pain radiating down the leg.
Correct.
Wasn't
he wasn't feeling any of those symptoms.
Is it the same area of the back, though?
I don't know exactly. I think that, you know, from what I understand, it's more muscular. So I think that... that sharpness that he felt last year, the herniation type thing, that's not what he felt today. So the scans could prove different. But, you know, that's all I got right now on that.
How difficult is it to see that and to have to take him out of the start that early?
It's tough, you know, and in a lot of different, you know, layers. You know, when he takes to baseball, he expects to go deep and win a game for us. And so to have to go to the pen after second inning, I know it kills Clayton, but our guys really stepped up today. So number one, we won a game, and we got to make sure Clayton's fine. So we're holding out hope, though.
Has there been anything leading up to this that
would draw? Nothing. And talking to Rick, his pregame, all the stuff that he does, which he is so diligent with, was great. So, you know, finishing the first inning really, really good, threw the ball well, and it was just the one warm-up pitch that I think got him.
So there's no correlation between this and the 9 days off?
No, absolutely not, because I think, I mean, even his last turn, he's regular rest right now. So.
Is he dealing with the illness that's going around?
No.
Yeah. Talk about the game Logan had, not just the winning hit, but pretty good plays in the fourth there.
That's the thing. Logan, he's done a lot of things to help us win baseball games. And, you know, you look at the average and it's not where he wants it to be. But, you know, the defensive play that he's given us and the versatility has been great. And today he really stood out, you know, with the glove. And over the course of the last week to 10 days, I think the swings have been a lot better. The hard contact there, quality of the bat, and hasn't got a lot to show for it. But today, you know, double, used the big part of the field, and then, you know, Johnson, a tough closer, and stayed through the baseball and big part of the field, so it was a big hit for him.
Dave, is the fact that Clayton didn't get surgery for the hernia disc last season and just took rest to repair it any concern for you at all, or have you been told by doctors that, you know, that has nothing to do with it, it didn't heal?
Well, we don't know until we get the scans, but, you know, and I think that to look back in hindsight, I think that we all thought through it and it was the right decision. So, and like I said, there was nothing that led up to this. And before today, he felt 100%, he felt great. And he's been throwing the heck out of the baseball, body feeling good. So, I can't even begin to speculate on that.
The Dodgers get back to work on Monday night when they welcome in the Twins. Hyunjin Ryu will start the opener.